Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are focusing in on New York State Senate District 61 that is currently held by Democrat Sean Ryan, but Christine Czarnik, the Republican and conservative candidate, wants to change that, and she joins us in studio. Christine, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
All right, now I asked you this question off the air. I'm going to ask you on the air. What made you want to run for NY61 against Sean Ryan?
Because I am a Western New York native, lived in South Carolina for many years. I moved back 4 years ago because I love it here and I missed it so much. But I knew coming back that I would get involved politically because my heart breaks every time one of my family members, one of my neighbors, one of my friends moves out of the state. And I feel like we have to change that. So I want to get in there and do what I can to stop the exodus and let people stay where they love to live.
So you were in South Carolina, where a lot of people are moving to. It's funny, we can look at who's listening on the Odyssey app, and we've got listeners in South Carolina. So from what you observed in South Carolina, why is that a more attractive option? Because everyone here will just say, the weather, but we know it's much more than that. So what are the differences, and what are some of the ideas from South Carolina that you'd like to bring to Albany?
Yeah, New York is the highest tax state in the nation. So particularly for seniors and retirees, they know they can go to almost any other state and their money is going to last them much longer. So, you know, certainly conservative fiscal policies would go a long way here. And that's my background. I'm an accountant. So preparing budgets, analyzing financial statements, helping my clients find efficiency, that's what I've done for the past 30 years. And I think that would help to bring those skills to Albany, to the budgeting process.
It's funny you say it. So a few weeks ago, we had the comptroller of New York State on. And he said, you know, the issues in New York, we have to find the money. Find the money. What are some things you think that can be done at the state level to where maybe you find the money or eliminate the need for the money and keep taxes more competitive compared to other states?
Yeah. We can start with reversing the sanctuary state status, because $2.4 billion of our state tax money is going to fund migrants in New York City. So, you know, the idea that New York City is paying for all the food and housing and healthcare and education, all this for the migrants. No, it's state money that's going to New York State, or excuse me, to the city to pay for those things. So that's a place to start. Bureaucracy and regulation are very heavy in this state. You take a look at what happened to Buffalo School District. They had a plan for a commissary. They entered into a lease purchase agreement. It was a good financial deal. It was going to solve a problem. It was going to get fresh, healthy food to the students. And then here pops up this very obscure state law that says, well, as a school district, you can't enter into that kind of agreement. Okay, and there's a bureaucracy behind that. And bureaucracy eats up funding. That's the kind of thing we need to find and fix.
Now, your district goes into the city. It's got Amherst. I believe it has part of Cheektowaga, if I did my research correct. I didn't do my research correct. That.
All of Grand Island, all of city and town of Tonawanda, all of Amherst, and northwest quadrant of the city.
Okay. So, different suburbs. You've got the city of Buffalo, obviously the economy, but illegal immigration, as you've touched on, how much that is of the budget, but also just, you know, the question marks when migrants were bused here from New York City. How do you think that should have been handled by Western New York?
Oh, it's up to our local elected officials to take a stand and represent us and act in our best interest. And some local governments did, some didn't. Unfortunately, here, they didn't.
Now, you will be, if elected, you'll go to Albany as the minority party. And in another election that's going on, that's become the tagline for the Democrat candidate is, well, you want someone who's going to have the majority. What would your response be to that if you're a member of the minority party? How do you get work done for your district?
Well, flipping one seat in the Senate breaks the supermajority in the Senate. So that gives us negotiating power. And that's a starting point, okay? They now have to start talking to us in order to get things done.
So, I mean, right there, a check and balance of Kathy Hochul, kind of what the Assembly and Senate were supposed to be.
Good idea, Joe. I like that. Let's do that.
Education in New York State, also an issue. You know, people talk about the New York State education, but, I mean, in some local districts, we see those test scores going down and down. Do you think there's a better way, and if so, what is it, than just throwing money at the problem?
Yeah, it's a matter of where the money goes. Again, bureaucracy and administration eat up a lot of funding. We need to make sure that funding gets down to the student, teacher, or student counselor level. We have a need for speech therapists, for tutoring, that sort of thing. And if we just redirect the money that's already in that system, I think we can get better outcomes.
Educate. Now, you were in South Carolina. What was the talk about education there? Because there are some great universities in South Carolina.
Yes. And I'm a graduate of what was then the College of Charleston. It's now the University of Charleston. And there, excuse me, I think it's a matter of taking a look at where the funding goes. Now, we had great private colleges there as well as public colleges.
We had some great private colleges here.
Yes,
one closed.
Absolutely.
My alma mater.
Yeah, I know. That's sad.
It's unfortunate. Unfortunate. I want to go back. Now, I know we're 4 years removed, but we are starting to see how a lot of budgets locally are starting to go into fiscal crisis because the money from COVID mm-hmm. has run out. You were observing this from afar.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
What did you think about New York's COVID response, and what could we learn from that to not lose those businesses again, to not go through that the way we went through it 4 years ago?
Yeah, I think, the American Rescue Plan money pumped a lot of money into local municipalities and education. Some of those institutions spent it better than others. I think in terms of the education, there was a huge learning loss, and the funds really should have gone into tutoring and catching up where those losses occurred. But instead, they lowered the standards and just pushed the kids right through the system. And that was a huge disservice. On the municipal side, a lot of that funding was used for pet projects, you know, for kind of parks and recreation improvements, and not actually trying to make up for the losses that had occurred during COVID.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're seeing a lot of those projects now put on a pause because the money's run out.
Right.
Another huge issue on this election, not just locally, but nationally as well, and that is crime. Crime in New York State, crime locally, crime here. And, you know, we talk so much about it. We talked with DA John Flynn when he was in office about the bail reform. That's now been reformed twice, but still you have DAs from both sides of the aisle. It's not like it's just conservative DAs saying that the bail reform is an issue and these no-show, no-money bail, no cash bail, it's not working. And when you have, you know, people on both sides of the aisle saying that, but yet Albany not acting, how do you think this should be handled? How do you think to reform the bail reform for a fourth time?
Yeah, it definitely needs to be done because we've all seen it creates a revolving door for criminals. We take a look at car thefts, and to the law enforcement officer, it really is kind of demoralizing. You know, those folks, they go into that profession because they feel a call to serve their communities. But when you see the work that you've done, you've arrested someone, you've done the paperwork, you've turned them over, and before your shift is done, they're back out on the street and sometimes committing the same crime all over again. So, beyond just continually giving criminals a pass, this hurts retention and recruitment of law enforcement officers. And we're seeing that with our municipalities and in the sheriff's office and with the state troopers.
It is funny. I mean, how you had 4 years ago, you know, defund the police. And now people say, hey, I never said that. Well, we've got you on tape. Obviously, your opponent is running. I mean, that's the election. But there's a lot of noise out there that his focus is not on this election. His focus is on next November, the City of Buffalo mayoral race. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, my opponent has said for years that he wants to be mayor of Buffalo. Privately, he is saying, yes, definitely he's running. Publicly, obviously, he's still in the Senate race. But actions speak louder than words. And the fact is, he has opened a second fundraising account for a, quote, undisclosed office, which we all know is mayor of Buffalo. And what that really says to the people of the 61st District is representing you is not his first choice. It's his backup plan. If he wants to be mayor, fine. Focus on that. But, holding on to staying in the Senate race, I think really does a disservice to the residents.
And obviously, we're hoping to have State Senator Sean Ryan on to talk about the thing. He's had an invite to talk about the race. Maybe he'll come on next week. But I would point out to this, and you know, I am nonpartisan on this show. This is just moderated Joe Beamer. But I will point out Tim Kennedy's seat still not full. Still not filled. That is an empty district seat and won't be filled until the January term. So just something to keep an eye on. As you said, I mean, I think it's the worst kept secret that Sean Ryan is going to be running for mayor of Buffalo. Christine, before I let you go, you know, it's an election year, so I always let people say if there's anything else that you wanted to touch on that I didn't bring up for the campaign. Here's your opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, one other thing I really want to focus on that's important to me is transparency in government. Okay, New York State has open meetings laws, has freedom of information laws, but they are very weak. And there is no penalty to a municipality or to a government agency who does not follow those rules. So what you end up with is a lot of government business happening behind closed doors, and it should not be that way. So that's one more thing that I do want to focus on. And last thing I would say is go Bills.
Go Bills indeed. 4 o'clock games, better than 8:30 games. I think so. I do have to ask you this last question because, you know, early voting this year, it's now being embraced by both the major parties. You know, before, even I was saying, oh, you know, I have time on election day. Why would I go early? But you notice more and more people, hey, go early vote in person. How does that change the aspect of the campaign? Like, are you still out there? How's the campaign look for these next 9 days?
Yeah. You know, I've been out door knocking since May of this year, and I continue to do that every day that I have time and I'm able to do that. But starting yesterday, I, you know, was making the rounds throughout the district, greeting folks who were standing in line and, you know, thanking them for taking the time to do that. It's so important. And I'm really happy to see so many more people embracing early voting, because you don't know what's going to happen on election day. You may have a kid who's sick or it's bad weather. And I would just hate that anything would stop you from getting to the polls. And early voting, you've got, I think, 9 days to do that. So I encourage everyone to take advantage.
That's right. Or you may be at work all day on election day. So, you know, you got to get that ballot in early. Well, Christine Zarnick, I got the name right. Christine, yes. Zarnick running in NY61 against Sean Ryan. Again, we will be hopefully speaking with State Senator Sean Ryan next week. That is a show that I think we'll be doing live from the stadium, by the way. So stay tuned for that. But Christine, thank you so much. And hopefully we'll be talking soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.